Okay, so this is Mr. PK Hammond again. Welcome to my podcast today too. Today's episode is going to be about fear. I want to talk to you about fear, what fear is, why fear is important, and how we can handle fear and even turn it into something positive. And also how to not allow fear to destroy us. Because a lot of lives has been destroyed. A lot of life has entered into oblivion. A lot of lives has ended because people were afraid. A lot of lives has gotten to a level where they are almost irreparable. I use the word almost because I think at any point in time in one's life, or at any point where a person's life has been destroyed, to once there's a realization, it is possible for one's life to be reversed if there is enough time to live. Okay. But then some people's life has gotten to a certain level where it is almost irreparable because of fear. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of factors that contribute to people's life getting destroyed. There's a lot of factors that comes to play when if one is going to fail in life. There's a lot of factors that comes to play. I mean, there are people who were born into situations where they have no option than to succeed. You know, all the odds were supporting them. And then there are people who were born into life where all the odds were against them. And these people had a very difficult or an almost impossible chance to succeed. So yeah, failure comes in various forms, and there are a lot of factors that comes to play when somebody fails, or when people are not able to achieve their dreams and aspirations, or achieve society's standard of what success is. But I want to handle fear today, the role that fear plays. Fear. This is Mr. PK Hammond once again. Welcome to my podcast. I just hope you will stay true and listen true to the end. Also share, because you know it may help somebody else too. So I wouldn't want to define fear, because we all know what fear is. When you are scared, when you are faced with danger, or when you are faced with a thought that scares you, that makes your stomach turn, that is fear. You know what fear is. In the animal kingdom, there are prey and there are predators. Prey survive because of fear, and predators also survive because they know how to use fear. A lion is the king of the jungle because a lion has mastered the art of inspiring fear. The lion is not the king of the jungle because he rules any animal there. No, the lion is the king there because he has mastered the art of controlling the other animals with fear. The deer runs so fast for dear life because he's afraid. So fear is not always bad. Fear can be good if it's well channeled. One thing you need to understand is that when God created man, or however man came into existence, fear is a survival instinct. Fear is a way for man to survive. People with that fear die very young. And people with that fear have it very difficult in life. You see, your fear of poverty is the reason why you work so hard to earn a living. Your fear of sickness is the reason you try to take good care of yourself so you don't fall sick. Your fear of losing your job is the reason you do your duties. So fear keeps one in check. Fear keeps you in line. Fear makes you realize that it is possible for you to lose something. That is why fear is important in the life of every individual. Now, there are a lot of people who go around acting all bossy, acting all big, because they assume they have no fear. I mean, they are brave and they have no fear. But you see, a brave person isn't the one who has no fear. That person is a foolish person. A brave person is the one who has fear but embraces the fear and channels the fear properly. I mean, in wars, people who do not have fear are the ones who die early. Because while there's bomb, they run straight into the bomb. They always want to be heroes. And then the ones that are termed cowards are the ones who survive. They come back home. Fear makes you cherish life. In a race between a lion and a deer, 90% of the times, the deer wins. Because while the lion is running for food, the deer is running for life. While the lion is running with faith and hope, the deer runs with fear for his life. So with all that kind of fear lingering inside of you, you would have to sit down and analyze why you are scared and channel that fear properly. Because if you don't channel the fear properly and use it wisely, the fear will destroy you. Because as much as fear is good and fear makes you take care of yourself, if you let the fear overwhelm you, it can also destroy you. A lot of people have failed in life because they didn't take chances, because they were afraid. A lot of people are lagging behind in life because they are always scared to try new things. You don't have to allow your fear to get to the point where you can't do things that are supposed to better your life. Let the fear be a motivation of positivity, not a distraction. Some time ago, a young man called me. He said, "Mr. PK, I'm on. I've been looking for jobs. I I keep trying. Anytime I try, I fail. So yesterday, a friend of mine suggested some job to me. I want to try, but I'm scared I'll be disappointed again. And I've been hearing similar stories from people. And so I ask him, what do you lose if you try and you don't get the job? What do you lose? He said, nothing. I said, so why do you allow this useless fear to sit on you so that you can't push yourself to do what you need to do? Because in your deepest core, you know going out there to look for that job, to seek that job, is the right thing to do. But your fear of rejection is stopping you from going out there and taking chances. He said, when I asked him that, he said he didn't think of it that way, you know. Mr. One, I didn't think of it from this angle. I said, you allow useless fear to sit on you that you cannot do anything for yourself. This kind of fear is what destroys lives. You've seen a lady, you know you're interested in the lady. You know you'll be very happy if this lady becomes your wife someday, but then you are scared to try because of fear of rejection. What if I tell her and she rejects me now? Guess what? If you are rejected, what do you lose? You lose nothing. But if you don't, you will never forgive yourself because you're always going to be in your corner asking yourself, what would have happened if I had tried? That's regret. And I don't know, but no wise person would want to live in regret. Take chances. Stop fearing. If you are in the relationship, love fully. If you are married, love fully. Don't be scared. Don't let fear rule how you deal with your life. There are a lot of people who are not enjoying the fullness of marriage or the fullness of relationship because they are scared. What if he leaves me? What if she leaves me? Listen, whatever you find yourself in, do it to the fullness of your abilities, to the fullest level. Unless your fear is a motivation for you to push harder, don't allow fear to control you. You know, there are three types of fear for me. Fear that is imposed upon by us, that is imposed upon us by ourselves. Fear that is imposed upon us by other people, and fear that's imposed upon us by society. I mean, the kind of fear that is imposed on us by ourselves is the one that comes out of our own fear and insecurities. I mean, this is the most senseless fear ever. Excuse me, excuse my language, but the most senseless fear ever is the fear that we impose on ourselves. Because most of the times, this kind of fear has no basis. I was once disappointed by somebody, so this one is also going to disappoint me. So I'm scared. You are imposing. You have no reason. You have no logic behind it. You have no proof that whatever you are afraid of is actually going to happen. I mean, 90% of the things that I was scared of didn't even happen. So I wasted my emotion. I wasted my fear. Don't be like that person. Don't be like this. Self-imposed fear are the ones that are most useless. And it is the most prevalent because you meet someone and they will tell you, I'm scared of this, I'm scared of that, I'm scared of. And when you ask them what is their basis, they have no external basis. They have no proof that whatever they are scared of is going to harm them. They don't even have a first-hand experience, or they don't even know anybody who has been hurt by that fear they are entertaining, but they are afraid. It is baseless, self-imposed fear, baseless and useless. You have to push yourself out from that. You can't allow yourself to be controlled by such fear. The next one is fear that is imposed on us by other people. You know, this kind of fear sometimes is dicey. Because there are some people who impose fear on you so they can control you. Now imagine you are working in a company with a terrible boss, and the boss always tries to make you be afraid of losing your job. Whichever mistake you make, he threatens you with the possibility of you losing your job. Now what that person is doing is that the person is trying to keep you in line by making you scared. Now, with this kind of fear, what you have to do is you have to recognize the basis. Once you understand the basis, there is a way to pull yourself out from that kind of fear. After you stand face to face with the person who is imposing a fear to you, confront them, or you do something about your situation that is putting you in a vulnerable position to be scared. If you are in the company that threatens you with your job, maybe the next thing you have to do is to either start thinking of starting your own business or probably start looking for a new job. There's no need for you to keep staying there and keep being afraid. Find a new situation. Find a new location. Once you get a new job and you leave, the fundamental cause of your fear has been eliminated. If it's a relationship that is causing you that fear, you are with someone who deliberately make you fear losing them, that kind of relationship is toxic. You know, toxic relationship is not only about physical abuse. I mean, any kind of relationship that somebody or your partner literally, deliberately try to cause you fear and cause you pain emotionally, psychologically, deliberately, it is toxic. If you find yourself in such a situation, the best thing for you to do is to find a way out. Either you break up and move on, find somebody who is worthy of your love. Once you do that, you are eliminating the basis of your fear. But before then, you will first have to confront your partner and let your partner understand that you know what they are doing. And you understand what they are trying to do, but that's not going to help. And so if they respect and love the relationship you guys have, then your partner will have to change. Confront the situation first. If it doesn't work, find a way and leave the situation behind. And once you do that, the basis of your fear has been eliminated. And then we have the kind of fear that is imposed on us by society. Now with this kind of fear, what you have to do is that a lot of people are already afraid of what you are also scared of. And so if you are not careful, because a lot of people are already scared of what you are also scared of, because it is imposed on them by society. So everybody who is in that society, more definitely will find themselves being afraid of this kind of imposed fear. You first have to understand that if you can get yourself out of this kind of fear imprisonment, you first have to understand the basis for the fear. What is it that they say will happen to people who do this? Does it make sense? If you get to find out that the reason for that societal fear is for good intentions, you have nothing to worry about. If you find that it's not for good intentions, you cannot change the whole society. You can start changing society by changing yourself. So maybe you take deliberate steps to lose the fear you have for that, and then maybe you can also expand your way to other people. Society inflicted fear inflicted on us by other people, and the fear we inflict on ourselves. Types of fear. And then if you divide fear into two, you have positive fear and negative fear. The kind of fear that makes you want to do something better for yourself, and the kind of fear that makes you want to destroy yourself. we have to come to a point where fear wouldn't rule us. Because a lot of our leaders are not taking good measures to better our society. Because they are scared of big men in high places. A lot of people are failures today because they were scared to take chances. A lot of people couldn't be with the love of their life because they were afraid to take a step. Do not allow fear to stop you. Rather, allow your fear to push you to be great. Thank you for listening. I'll come back to you with another episode. I love you.